Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is flying back to Australia today after his trip to Tokyo to meet with the leaders of the US, Japan and India. His presence at the Quad Security Dialogue was intended to send a message that his government remains committed to the grouping. North Asia correspondent James Oaten was at the Quad meeting and joined me a short time ago from Tokyo. James, China remains the main source of concern among the Quad. What was formally agreed to?
Well, good morning. As host nation, Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida got to summarise what the leaders discussed and what they agreed to. And he got the usual comments you expect from the Quad. The cornerstone seems to be that they're here to support a free and open Indo-Pacific and that there shouldn't be any forceful efforts to unilaterally change the status quo. Now, what do they mean by that? Well, there's a few specific references they gave. North Korea was certainly pointed out, given their recent launches of intercontinental ballistic missile back in March and many other missiles this year. And there's even talk of a nuclear test that might be coming up soon, according to the US and South Korea. They talked about what's happened in Myanmar. But really, the most pointed remark was made towards China in this regards and Russia. In regards to China, the concern is that their activities and their assertiveness in the South and East China Sea are of, quote, grave concern to all nations of the Quad leaders. And certainly Anthony Albanese in his remarks at the end of the day backed up these concerns as well.
Australia, the US and Japan have all condemned Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, but India has not. Is there a concern that this weakens the Quad grouping?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, there was support among all the countries in condemning China, but the invasion of Russia, India is certainly the odd one out. Australia, the United States and Japan have all been very firm in condemning Russia, but India has never actually specifically condemned Russia for the invasion. They've talked about concerns, certainly, and called for peace as well, but never specifically criticised Russia. Fumio Kishida did make a remark early on saying that there was a frank discussion about the Ukrainian situation and made specific reference to India, saying that India has also stated concern over the miserable war. But the issue here is, and the concern here is that India has a long-standing relationship with Russia. They are heavily reliant on Russia for military tech. So the questions to Fumio Kishida was, does this weaken Quad unity, considering that India seems to be the odd one out? But Fumio Kishida said there's always going to be some differences between the partners, but overall there was unity, particularly in regards to this call against any nation forcefully trying to change the status quo.
North Asia correspondent James Oaten.